Welcome to Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws Bowling Team, April 14, 2023. The content of this program is intended for persons who are blind or print impaired. It has been edited for currency, clarity, and time constraints. I'm Dick Hayden, volunteer reader at the North Carolina Reading Service. Well, we finished our 40th anniversary season, except for our tournament at the end of season dinner. See below for more information about that. It's been a great year, and we're looking forward to the end of season dinner and our trip to Northern Kentucky for the ABBA National Tournament. I hope everyone has a great summer. These notes will come out as needed throughout the summer. If you have information that you would like to be shared, please let me, Ginger, know as early as possible. You can reach me at 919-389-5596, my cell number, and my email address is outlawtaxi@gmail.com. A traffic note for tonight, April 14, DOT still has Oak Forest by Capitol Boulevard closed to the public. You can take Spring Forest to Departure Drive or Capitol to Old Wake Forest Road and make a right on Oak Forest. Please like us on Facebook. The Raleigh Outlaws has a Facebook page, and liking us is the quickest way to get updated announcements. Go to Facebook and search for the Raleigh Outlaws Bowling League, and then like the page. Here are the lane assignments for Week 21. Lane 35, Team 1, Sharpshooters. Lane 36, Team 6, Silver Bullets. Lane 37, Team 7, Hangmen. Lane 38, Team 4, Triple Threat. Lane 39, Team 5, Midnight Bandits. Lane 40, Team 3, Gunslingers. Lane 41, Team 2, Strike Time. And Lane 42, Team 8, Rough Riders. Subs for the 14th of April. Lane 35, Team 1, out, Judy Eason, far in, Miriam Dixon. Out, Robert Parrish, in, Dennis Glenn. Out, Kenny Farr, in, Matt Bowers. Lane 37, Team 7, out, Herbert Everett, in, Cynthia Burdine. Lane 40, Team 3, out, Sharon Benton, no sub. Lane 42, Team 8, out, Jeff Tucker, no sub. If you're going to Cincinnati, Ohio for the ABBA tournament at Cincinnati, Northern Kentucky, please make sure that your hotel reservations are completed. The block is full or nearly full, and we want to make sure that everyone is accommodated. Our group is staying at the Overflow Hotel, the Hampton Inn, which is next door to the Hilton. The number to reach them is 859-283-1600. Now, we have vans reserved for the ABBA National Tournament. The cost to ride the van will be $150 per person. We need a non-refundable deposit of $75 by May 13, with the rest due upon departure. We will be leaving on Wednesday morning, May 24, and return on Monday, May 29. It indicates that we will be staying at the Cincinnati Airport Hilton, but as you noted from the information provided just above, it appears that our group will be in the Overflow Hotel, the Hampton Inn. Not sure exactly how that's working out, and that's a side editorial comment, folks, because I don't know that I fully understand where this piece of the newsletter is going. Nonetheless, let me just give you what it says here. Call the that Cincinnati Airport Hilton is at 7373 Turfway Road, Florence, Kentucky, 41042. You can call the Hilton reservation line at 1-800-HILTONS and note that you would like to reserve a room in the group block at the Hilton Cincinnati Airport. Ask for the group rate of ABBA 2023 convention or reference the group code ABBA 23. The discounted rate for the room is $109 per night plus tax. The cutoff date to make reservations in the block at the discounted rate is April 26, 2023. Now we'll inject a little something extra here. If it indicates that our group will be setting up at the Hampton Inn next door, I'm not sure if you call the Hilton number, they may take that reservation for you since they're kind of connected, or they may refer you over to the Hampton Inn to finish your reservation there. But if you are referred over, be sure to also tell them you want the ABBA 2023 convention rate or the group code ABBA 23. Got to make sure you get that special rate. Any requests after April 26 are based upon availability and are not guaranteed the group's discounted rate. Guests are encouraged to make reservations as soon as possible to ensure availability. And please note that a credit card will be required to secure the reservation, but the card will not be charged until you check in. They do provide complimentary shuttle service from the hotel. They also provide complimentary parking and basic Wi-Fi. There's an on-site restaurant for breakfast and dinner with a menu full of Kentucky favorites, along with a 15% discount in the restaurant for attendees. Several local restaurants are within walking distance of the hotel, such as Rafferty's, Applebee's, Cracker Barrel, O'Charley's, Longhorn's, Texas Roadhouse, Wendy's, Steak and Shake, Skyline Chili, and more. We will be bowling at the Bellwood Lanes, 1211 Waterworks Lanes in Newport, Kentucky, 41071. They have 32 lanes, on-site pro shop, a lounge, and a snack bar. There. News on Melissa. Melissa Tucker is now at home, although she still can't put any weight on her ankle. She would appreciate visitors and calls. Her cell phone number is 919-961-4255. The Outlaw Invitational. We will host our annual Outlaw Invitational Tournament this year, Saturday, May 6. Entry fee will be $40. Deadline for the tournament entry will be Monday, April 24. Please let Ginger know tonight if you plan to pay later. We'll make arrangements to collect the money. But if possible, please play tonight. Pay tonight if you can. We will have our usual bake sale and 50-50 raffle. We also plan to host a youth tournament if there's enough interest. Contact Renee Benton at Giggles Benton, G-I-G-G-L-E-S Benton, at yahoo.com. If you have kids that are interested in bowling, she would like to know as soon as possible how many kids to expect. Now, for our out-of-town friends, we prefer that you mail your entry fees in to us no later than Monday, April 24. Send them to our treasurer, Miriam Dixon, 761 Bishops Park, number 103, Raleigh, NC 27605. Also, please email your list of names to me, Ginger, at outlawtaxi@gmail.com, or text them to me at 919-389-5596, no later than Monday, May 1. I need the names, averages, and vision status for each bowler. Now, as usual, we will present the Bill Willie Robinson Award at the tournament. This is the 21st year that this award will be given. It is named for Willie Robinson, one of the founding members of the Raleigh Outlaws. Willie passed away in December of 1998, and we honor his memory with this award each year. It is a volunteer service award and will be presented to a person who promotes blind bowling in their community. Anyone may nominate someone for this award. All nominations, however, are due by May 1, 2023. That's about 15 days from now. So you got to send those via email to outlawtaxi@gmail.com. If you want to nominate someone, please just let us know the name, what the person has done to promote blind bowling, and what other volunteer and community service they have been involved in. Do you have unneeded and expired medication at home? You can safely dispose of that on Saturday, April the 22nd. The City of Raleigh Police Department, the Department of Equity and Inclusion, and Substance Abuse Use Advisory Commission are co-hosting an unused or expired medicine drop-off event on Saturday, April 22 from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. You will be able to safely dispose of prescription or over-the-counter medication with no questions asked at one of the pharmacies listed below: Falls River Pharmacy at 10930 Raven Ridge Road and Wegmans Grocery Store at 1200 Waketown Drive. That's right close to Wake Forest Road and I-440. For more information and event details, visit the city's website. You can get there by clicking on the link on your copy, email copy of this newsletter. If you have any questions, reach out to the Substance Use Advisory Commission as follows, suac.raleigh@gmail.com. Here's some valuable training. CPR training has been scheduled for June 17, 2023 on the GMS campus in the dining hall. First session 10 a.m., lunch at 12, then the second session at 1. Each session is limited to a maximum of 12 individuals and registration is $10. People who are interested in this training should contact Ricky Scott. Telephone number 919-673-8300. Be sure to save the date. Our annual end-of-season dinner will be held on Saturday, May 13, from 5 to 8 p.m. at Emmanuel Baptist Church, 2100 Noble Road in Raleigh. The meal will be catered, and there will be a charge of $10 per person for the dinner. More details will be announced later. Coming up on April the 29th is the 18th Annual Triangle Vision Walk. Join the Triangle Steppers, or join Abler, A-B-L-R, and 321 Coffee at the 18th Annual Vision Walk scheduled for 9:30 a.m. Saturday, April 29th at Pullen Park, 520 Ash Avenue, Raleigh, North Carolina. This will be done for raising donations for the Foundation for Fighting Blindness and to take part in this year's Triangle Vision Walk on the 29th of April in Raleigh. The Foundation Fighting Blindness's goal is clear and focused: to drive the research that would lead to prevention, treatment, and vision restoration for the entire spectrum of degenerative retinal diseases, specifically macular degeneration, including age-related macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, Usher syndrome, Stargardt disease, and a Leber congenital amaurosis, LCA. These conditions affect more than 10 million Americans, including members of the Abler team. That's why 321 Coffee and Abler are leveraging our networks to help raise money for this cause and show the world what is possible when you have disability inclusion. If you want to make a difference today, join or support our team by clicking on the link in your email copy of this newsletter, where you'll also find links for Abler, 321 Coffee, Foundation for Fighting Blindness, and Triangle Vision Walk. Here's a survey for parents of small children. Through the Looking Glass, an organization accessible by clicking on the link in your email copy of this newsletter, is conducting a National Institute of Disability-funded survey of parents and caregivers with physical and vision disabilities to improve web-based dissemination of information on services and equipment to support parenting. Examples of this type of assistance may include getting adapted baby care equipment like modified crib or a scooter attachment to serve as a stroller for a parent with a mobile disability. The survey is anonymous and should take between 15 and 30 minutes. Parents or caregivers of children 5 years and younger who have a physical disability, including health conditions that cause pain and fatigue, or vision disability, are invited to participate. The survey is available in English and Spanish and seeks representation of parents with different disabilities from different parts of the country. Please forward the link in your email copy of this newsletter to anyone in your network who might be interested in participating. Attractions in the area of Cincinnati, Northern Kentucky that are near the national tournament site. Here's a bit of a list of items, a short one. Certainly not the most comprehensive list possible, but it indicates where some members have gone to in the past. And it notes here that most folks had used Uber to get from one place to another and tended to cost about $25 or less for 4 people to ride. So we'll just give you the names of them. You'll be getting much more information on this as you get your information following registration. The Turfway Park Racing and Gaming in Florence, Kentucky. That's horse racing, folks. Second Sight Spirits Distillery and Lounge in Ludlow, Kentucky. the Taste of Cincinnati, a downtown Memorial Day weekend event with all kinds of food to test and see what it's like to be in Cincinnati. Newport on the Levee, that's Newport, Kentucky, the Newport Aquarium. There's B&B riverboats also in that area where you can go up and down the Ohio River, have a good time seeing what's there and having food as well. The National Underground Railroad Freedom Center is in Cincinnati. The Creation Museum and Ark Encounter is fairly nearby in Williamstown, Kentucky. And in Warrensburg, Indiana, you've got the Hollywood Casino. So you can do all kinds of things there, you know, play cards, play the slot machines, and other interesting ways to lose your money. And, of course, the Cincinnati Chili restaurants that are downtown and throughout the whole area, primarily Gold Star Chili and the Skyline Chili. They're different from what you're used to, but, boy, they are good. That's because I know. I've been there. As you can see, there's plenty of things to do when you're not bowling. The tournament committee is also planning to have a hospitality room at the hotel on Friday and Saturday night. And Sandy will let you know more about this when she sends out the information for the tournament or in the information letter. Looking forward to another great tournament and hoping to see everyone there. This from Sandy McDaniel, ABBA Tournament Director. Email sandymcdan01@yahoo.com or by telephone at 386-576-6413. Well, the iShine Foundation, which has a mission of providing fun, social, and recreational activities for youth with visual impairments, and hearing loss in the Triangle and beyond, is looking for board members. iShine is a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and they host free monthly activities for kids with visual impairments. They foster skills, social skills, community independence, self-confidence, and an improved quality of life. These important skills are closely correlated to later success in life and future employability. The board of directors meets once a month to plan events for our iShine kiddos. Any person interested in fostering opportunities for kids are invited to complete a nomination form. If you or someone you know happen to be interested in learning more and applying for a position on the board, please send an email to Kim Hudson to request an application at the iShineFoundation@gmail.com. Here's greetings to the GMSAA family and friends. Who's it coming from? Well, I'm not really sure. I think it's from the Alumni Association. What do you think? We are pleased to announce some of the annual 2023 convention details. The event will be held August 11 through 13. We will be staying at the Homewood Suites at 5400 Homewood Banks Drive, Raleigh, NC 27612. Room rates are $115 per night for King Suite, $125 per night for a double bed suite, plus 13.25% tax. Please call the hotel directly at 919-785-1131. And ask for the GMSAA block. That gets you the price, the special price. The hotel does not offer a shuttle service, so you will need to arrange your own ride to and from the train or bus station. The last day to book your room is July 20. We are bringing the Talent Showcase back for the 2023 program after the luncheon. It'll be the after luncheon event. And you remember how much fun that's been in the past. Anyone that would like to participate in the Talent Showcase, would you please contact George Littlejohn at 816-825-0303, 816-825-0303, parentheses, no later than 10 p.m., close parentheses. I think George wants to go to sleep. Or you can send George an email at sweetbaby1964@gmail.com. Sweet baby, you say? Yes, but it's not the sweet tooth. This is SUITEBABY1964. Okay. Further and final convention details are to be announced in the coming months. We're looking forward to seeing you in August. This from the GMSAA Convention Committee. And they've enclosed a nice little thing here, your GMSSA membership/registration form. On it, you would list your name, first name, then your last name, your address, city, street, or number, street, city, state, zip code, okay? Your telephone number, your email address, those things are necessary. And then you need to check one of the items that are listed below in your newsletter. I am, hang on a minute, I lost my place. It says here, okay. I am paying my annual membership dues of $20. Put a check there. I am an annual member and plan to attend the convention. A check mark for that one for $60. I am a guest who will attend the convention. Check mark for $85. Or I am a paid lifetime member and will be attending the convention. Check mark for that one, and that one's just $50. Send your choice, and I think your money, to GMS AAI PO Box 61434, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27661. You can pay via PayPal if you would like, gmsaai.org. That is an actionable item on your email copy of this newsletter, if you want to do it in that manner. Lifetime membership is currently $300. Membership rates are subject to change. And annual membership dues are currently $20. Now, there's more from the Governor Moorhead School Alumni Association. This is about membership, and it says as follows. We found that a lot of people have changed their telephone numbers and moved, changing their home address. Well, we are asking each member to please fill out a new application to update contact information. Please email the following information to Lawrence Carter, Membership Chair. And his email address is yallowdog@bellsouth.net. Yallowdog? Yep, yallowdog. Not yellow, but yallow, y'all. yallowdog@bellsouth.net. Lawrence would like you to send him your name, your address, your home phone, work phone, cell phone, and email address. Also, he says, tell us about yourself. Are you a former student? If so, what year or years did you attend? Are you a former employee? If so, what year or years were you employed? If you're an interested party, what is the source of your interest? And, Lawrence says, if you'd like to pay your dues, you can do so at the same time. Just make a check or money order for $20 payable to GMS AAI and mail it to GMS AA Incorporated, P.O. Box 61434, Raleigh, NC 27661. Now we have something to give back. The James E. Benton Scholarship Application Process is now open. The James Benton Achievement Award Scholarship will award four $1,000 scholarships to students with a disability recognized by the ADA. Applicants must be residents of the city of Raleigh and must be enrolled in or have been accepted to an accredited undergraduate, post-secondary school, college, trade school, or other institution of higher learning. The selection of scholarship recipients shall be based upon academic performance, financial need, character, school and community activities, honors or awards, and ability to express oneself in written form, personal motivation, and or leadership potential. Are you ready to apply? Well, you can submit your application online by clicking on the link in your email copy of this newsletter. Please submit your application no later than Wednesday, May 31st at 5 p.m. Questions can be directed to the staff liaison person, Demetrius Edwards. And Demetrius's email address is demetrius.edwards@raleighnc.gov. And if you're not sure about Demetrius, it's spelled D-E-M-E-T-R-I-U-S, demetrius.edwards@raleighnc.gov. Next up, the Raleigh Audio Dart League Tournament has been scheduled for Saturday, June the 10th, 2023, from 9 a.m. to around 4 o'clock p.m. Who knows? We're having so much fun, maybe we'll go a little longer. Okay, the location is the Emmanuel Baptist Church Fellowship Hall, 2100 Noble Road, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27608. Registration and entry fee, $60 for three games, $50 for two games, $25 for one game. Early registration. All participants who register on or before June 3rd will be entered into a drawing for a $50 Visa card, a gift card worth $50. The drawing will be held on the day of the tournament. You must be present in order to win. You have some payment options, registration and entry fees, and lunch payments can be made via Cash App, PayPal, or in person, cash only, please. Please submit all in-person payments to John or Alicia Ingram or Julius Artis, A-R-T-I-S. Here's the Cash App information. The account holder is Alicia Ingram. The cash tag name is $ and then uppercase letters R-A-D-L-N-C. Telephone number 323-839-3530. PayPal information. Account holder, Alicia Ingram. Organization name, Raleigh Audio Dart League. And the email address, radlnc301@gmail.com. Here's the game schedule. Game 1, 301 countdown, individual 9 rounds, double elimination. Game 2, I gotcha, individual 12 rounds. Game 3, 301 countdown, random pairs, 8 rounds, double elimination. With an asterisk that says partners for game 3 will be selected in a random drawing. Here's the real important stuff, cash prize payouts to the game winners. Game 1, 301 countdown individual, first prize $75, second prize $50, third prize $25, and the highest ton, $25. Game 2, I gotcha, individual, first prize $75, second prize $50, third prize $25, and the highest ton, $25. In game 3, the 301 countdown for pairs, first prize is $150, second prize $100, third prize $50, and the highest ton, $25. There's a lunch sale fundraiser, the cost of $8 per lunch, and the contents of the lunch will be one hamburger or cheeseburger, choice of beef or turkey patty, one bag of chips, choice of Frito-Lay products, one cookie, choice of chocolate chip or oatmeal, and one drink, a choice of soda, Gatorade, or water. If you have any questions, please feel free to contact a member of the RADL leadership team for additional information. And here are those folks. The president is John Ingram, 919-227-6428. Secretary Treasurer, Alicia Ingram, 323-839-3530. And the vice president, Julius Artis, 919-449-4645. Now, one more notification. A grant that's available, the 2022-23 Braille Literacy Grant. The Friends of the NC Accessible Books and Library Services seek to award two separate grants, up to $1,000, to address Braille literacy among children and adults in North Carolina. Proposals are expected to address the needs of children and or adults who are visually impaired in Braille literacy efforts, such as, but not limited to, training, services, education, and outreach. The Braille Literacy Grant has been established to fill a gap in funding for Braille training, programs, and services. Financial need is a priority. The individual and organization grant applications are available online and as print downloaded documents to be submitted by mail. The grant portal is now open. The application deadline for proposals submitted online or by mail is May 1. The Braille Literacy Grant applications, along with additional information, can be found at Braille Literacy Grant Information, Friends of the North Carolina Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, by clicking on the link in your email copy of this newsletter. You can email questions about the Braille Literacy Grant and or application process to info@fncabls.org. Now some recipes that will bowl you over. The first one is blueberry Dutch baby cake. I just had some blueberries for lunch and they were delicious. I wonder what they're like in a blueberry Dutch baby cake. The ingredients, 4 tablespoons of butter, 6 eggs, 1 cup of milk, 1 cup of flour, 1 half teaspoon of salt, a pinch of cinnamon, that all depends on how big your fingers are for that pinch, folks. But there's, you can never get enough cinnamon. 1 teaspoon of vanilla, 1 1/2 cups of fresh blueberries. And some toppings, whipped cream, syrup, powder, sugar, yogurt. What are you going to do? Well, combine the eggs, the milk, the flour, the salt, cinnamon, and vanilla in a blender. And pulse until evenly combined and smooth. Let the batter rest for 30 minutes at room temperature or up to overnight in the refrigerator. When you're ready to bake, preheat the oven to 425 degrees Fahrenheit. Cut the butter into pats and arrange on a 9 by 13 inch baking dish. Then add the blueberries and place in the oven for 2 to 3 minutes or until the butter melts. Pour the batter over the melted butter and berries and immediately return to the oven, baking it for 22 minutes or until the edges have puffed up and started to turn brown. Cut it up into slices and serve the and top it with powdered sugar, syrup, or whipped cream, or go all out, man, and give it a little bit of both, all 3 of them. Ooh, that sounds good. So does the next one, cheesy hash brown casserole. The ingredients for this are 30 ounces of shredded hash browns, 1 10.5 ounce can cream of chicken soup, 1 cup of milk, any type. Although I don't know putting in skim milk would be much good given the calories that are going to go into the rest of it. I love it. Okay, that was 1 cup of milk, any type. Then 1/2 onion chopped, 2 cups of shredded cheddar cheese, and 8 ounces of sour cream. We'll begin by preheating the oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit and spraying a 9 by 13 casserole dish with non-stick spray. While still in the bag, break apart the frozen hash browns. In a large bowl, put the onion, 1 cup of cheese, milk, cream of chicken soup, and sour cream, and stir it all to combine it. Then add the hash brown to the bowl as well. Stir them up to evenly coat everything. Pour all of this into the prepared dish and top with the remaining shredded cheese. Cover with foil and bake in the oven for 45 to 50 minutes. Remove the foil and bake for another 5 to 10 minutes more until the cheese is a bit brown. And as they say, serve and enjoy. Our final item for the newsletter today is the season schedule, or what's left of it. Bowling on April 14, the last night of the season. But then on May 6, it'll be the Outlaw Invitational. May 13, the end of season dinner. And you top everything off on May 24 through the 29th at the ABBA National Tournament in Cincinnati, Ohio, Northern Kentucky. And it should be a good one. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to this week's edition of Spare Times. The content of this program is intended for persons who are blind or print impaired. We certainly hope that you have enjoyed it. This podcast is archived on the North Carolina Reading Service website, www.ncreadingservice.org, in the podcast section under newsletters. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.